Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get up, get up, get up, it's the Get Up Show.
Is everybody happy?
Yeah!
So happy.
Hey, it's the Get Up Show here on the Simon Says Podcast, podcast number 229. Be sure and click a like and subscribe and everything. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to go ahead and apologize up front. We got free lunch at work today, and I'm completely ruined.
Yeah, me too.
This is why I don't eat during the day, so I don't feel like this.
Did you get the? Did you get like a regular chicken sandwich? We got Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Did you get a chicken sandwich? Chicken sandwich?
Yes.
I didn't get one because I was like, I'm going to try something different, but now I wish I did.
What'd you get?
I don't know. I'd never seen them have like a grilled chicken sub. So I was like, well, I'll try that.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, well, it was just grilled chicken on a sub roll, basically. And I'm like, well, I've had that at some point in my life. But now I want...
And now you really wish you had a Chick-fil-A sandwich.
I forgot that nuggies were a choice, too, because I saw someone eating the nuggies. And I was like, nah, now I want a nuggie.
Wow, what is happening over here?
You just said nuggie like three times in a row.
Why did we get 4 gallons of tea, both sweet and unsweet, and yet nary a lemonade for me to do my son joy?
Well, just I love their lemonade.
I know.
Hey, speaking of Chick-fil-A lemonade, Maddie has gone viral. Thanks to Chick-fil-A. Have you gotten any more action on that?
They were the only ones who put anything on it.
No, Chick-fil-A came back at you.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, tell them about
it. On your jug?
Oh, yeah. So my wife went through the drive-thru to get it. We get a gallon of Chick-fil-A lemonade like every week. And whoever the kid was working the drive-thru, they put that sticker where it's got your name and your car, what you have.
Uh-huh.
When he put that on there, he put a straw behind it. So basically handed her a whole gallon of lemonade with a straw.
Like with one straw.
Love it.
Like we were going to work on that in the car.
I like it.
I think that's great.
So I put it on Instagram and Chick-fil-A replied.
What'd they say?
Something about basically like sit back and enjoy, you know, whatever. But the fact that they were the only ones who commented it, you know, made me laugh.
I like it though.
I do too. You're famous.
You got corporate response.
Yeah. I did. That sweet social media intern for Chick-fil-A. Really,
that's all right. He's paying attention. He needs a promotion.
Have you checked it to see how much more action you've gotten on it?
No.
So yeah, we had Chick-fil-A for lunch, and I'm like out of my head. I'm swimming in it. I don't know why I get like that.
So what happened with me is like I ate the sandwich, but you know, there's travel time and everything, so it was still good because it's still Chick-fil-A, but it wasn't like getting a real hot fresh one.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I ate that and I was like, I don't know. I want something else. And then it came with these waffle potato chips.
Yep. They were a surprise.
And so then I started eating those dipped in the Chick-fil-A sauce. And because they were covered in Chick-fil-A sauce, I ate too many of those.
They were fantastic for as far as potato chips go.
Which is fine.
And then I was like, well, but I have to try the cookie. And yeah, now I'm miserable.
Stick around for more of what Charlie ate.
What? I ate all that. They don't sell those chips anywhere, do they? That's only for like their boxes.
No,
look on eBay. And we played a game, the candy bar game. I'm going to run through it fast, see if you guys remember. This is candy bar. It's kind of like they give you a hint, they give you a couple of words, and you have to know what the candy bar is.
Yeah.
Cute boy. I'd have never gotten
Big hunk.
I'd never heard of it.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of that. You heard of it?
No.
a bumpy street. They said Rocky Road. I called shenanigans because there ain't no candy bar called Rocky Road.
I think there was one at some point in time.
I'm a bet not, but hey, you know what?
Let's Google it.
Search the web for picture of Rocky Road candy bar. Nope, it's just ice cream and fudge. Blam. I just searched it.
Whatever. I'm going to do it again.
Feminine pronouns, her, she's. Famous baseball player was also flawed. I said Reggie Bar. You guys remember Reggie Bar?
No.
Here's a whole bunch of Rocky Road candy bars.
I don't know.
Yes.
Well, I didn't know that
existed. It exists.
Good for you. Good for you for finding out.
You're welcome.
Reggie Bar. They didn't believe me that there was a Reggie Bar.
I backed you up on that, but it wasn't the answer they were looking for, so you only got a half point.
No, I ended up talking them into a full point.
It didn't matter. You didn't have enough.
Happy Nut. Almond Joy. Dollar, 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 dollar.
100 grand.
100
grand.
See, I thought that could have been that or Payday, but then Payday comes up later.
Yeah. Our galaxy is the Milky Way.
Yeah.
The sound of Bugs Bunny eating a carrot.
Crunch.
Break me off a piece of that.
Kit Kat bar.
Football cream. Orchestra. Symphony.
Jokes. I don't know that one.
Is Laffy Taffy, and they are never funny.
No, and that's also not a candy bar, but whatever.
Venomous Snake was Mamba. Never heard of it. Mm-hmm. Never heard of that as a candy bar.
I like the water moccasin candy bar instead.
I like the reticulating python candy bar.
Ooh, reticulating.
Yay! Mom, can I get another reticulating python snake bar?
Maybe if you do all your homework.
Oh, man.
What's clumsy? I don't remember.
I forget.
You dropped it. Butterfinger.
Butterfingers. Yes. It's my turn to operate. Operate, Butterfingers. Married to Mrs. Goodbar. Mr. Goodbar. That's a good candy bar. It's just chocolate and peanuts, and I'm not mad.
Yeah.
Fourth planet is Mars.
Yeah.
Ends with X is a Twix. Also a good one. Trio of Pals is Three Musketeers. Do you know the original Three Musketeers was a candy pack, and it came with three, and one was vanilla, one was strawberry, and one was chocolate nougat inside.
Like a Neapolitan.
I like that.
Exactly.
Huh.
The little French emperor.
That was always one of my favorite ones of all time, Three Musketeer.
I can't remember was a whatchamacallit. The day the worker likes the best, that's where your payday was.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
One, an Uno bar, never heard of it. Famous New York street.
Fifth Avenue.
Synonyms, hill, comma, dune.
Mounds.
A funny laugh.
Snickers.
Rhymes with teeth is Heath. Mm-hmm. I love a Heath bar.
Yeah, that's one of the best, too.
What's the other one? Oh, score is also that. It's also the toffee. Does not melt in your hand, M&M's.
Not a candy bar.
Not a candy bar. Rhymes with YOLO, Rolo, also not a candy bar.
Not a candy bar.
Taste the rainbow, not a candy bar.
Skittles.
Make the goal, score. This one is clever. Toe attendance.
Tootsie Roll. I did not get that, but...
And I don't remember what full of caramel was either.
Caramello.
Hmm. Are you sure it's not Carmelo?
It was Caramello.
Wasn't that Carmel? Tony Soprano's wife?
Yeah.
Carmelo?
Yeah.
She's full of caramel, too.
That's the candy bar that steals $40,000 out of your duck feed. Am I right? God. Who's with me?
That lady.
So there you go. That was a cool game. Whenever we do these, we do games. And then there was a guess how many pieces of candy was in the jar. I missed it by one.
Oh,
I had 37.
I went 60-something.
I went 53. Whatever.
Jeez. So there's that. You know it's been 1 year. This will blow your mind. It's been 1 year.
Since you looked at me?
Since that... now you're laughing since those dudes blew up at the bottom of the ocean in that millionaire's submarine.
Oh, that's not.
Oh, sorry.
A year.
That's not funny.
A year ago. And remember how
and
we
now
were,
they're trying to go back.
We were all glued to the television that whole time, right on through. I believe it happened into the weekend. Because I remember watching TV all the time.
Well, because at first they disappeared.
Yeah.
They didn't know they blew up.
Right.
They just lost all contact.
Yeah.
Because they were so far down there.
But the thing is, while they were searching for him and holding out hope and everything, after they discovered that they had blowed up, the Navy said, oh, yeah, we heard something blow up. Right when they went down there, we heard something blow up. We didn't think it mattered. We didn't tell anybody.
Oh, that noise.
Remember that?
Yeah, no. That really
we
was,
We thought
too.
A whale farted.
Well, that's the other thing, too.
Watch
like,
your language.
Why did they feel the need to add that? Like, Yeah. They, you know what? That's one of those things like, oh, I could have told you that's what it was.
Exactly.
Like,
well,
why
we knew that.
Yeah, why didn't you say something then?
Yeah, oh, how about you don't say anything now then?
And the way Godzilla too.
Way that thing was set up, they all had to kind of like sit in the floor like they were sitting cross-legged, which my legs don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And there was like one window. And the guy was running it with a video game controller.
Yeah.
What could possibly go wrong?
I have
wrong?
No idea. It sounds so safe.
Mm-hmm. And it's made out of plastic.
Yeah.
I mean, you aren't the best submarines made out of plastic controlled by Game Boys?
What do we know about the billionaire who's taken another one down just to show that it can be done?
He has something to do with the company. He's using the same company, actually, that did the first one.
Get out of
first,
town.
You yeah. Don't succeed. Try again.
And he's like, well, I mean, this is going to work. It just didn't work this time.
But what is the deal? Like, I feel like we were just talking about this, but why? Who cares about the Titanic? It's well, down there. It's done.
Just
it's,
because it's something.
We've seen it.
Right. But it's also because it's a target. Like, if you just go to the bottom of the ocean and you're not going to a specific spot, then how do you know you're there? But if you get all the way down there to the Titanic, you've proved that you got to something that's way down there.
And the last time they went, didn't they steal stuff? I mean, that's a graveyard.
They always do.
People going down there stealing stuff.
It's that idea of, would you rather go to space or would you rather go to the bottom of the ocean? And I would rather go to space.
Would you?
Yeah, I feel like space versus ocean. Ocean's terrifying. I don't know.
The ocean is terrifying.
Yeah, no, I don't want to be down there.
The ocean's terrifying, but it's on Earth. I wouldn't go to space. Mm. I'd go to the bottom. And you know how I'm scared of the water.
I was just going
to
say, there's nothing down there that you're going to like.
But still, I'd rather do that than go in space.
Really?
Yeah.
I think
space would be fascinating, and it wouldn't be...
There's nothing there.
I know. Well, there might be, though. You don't know.
I would love it. I would, you know, get over my fear of the ocean if I had an opportunity to take some kind of a submarine down to the old pirate shipwrecks and fill up my little basket with gold and silver bars.
That would be the only reason why I would go all the way down there. It would be if it was guaranteed I was coming back with jewels and treasure.
I picture you with a little shovel and a basket, and they take you down there, and then you put a little of those diving bell helmets, and you kind of get out there. And
you're inside, and you've got the claw, like in the claw machine.
Oh.
You're reaching over trying to pick it up.
Have you
but
seen?
But it won't close all the way.
There's a thing that they have that actually will go down, and it'll end up on the floor of the ocean, and it pushes all the water out, so you can just walk on the floor of the ocean. Have you not seen that?
I have not seen that.
It's a big thing. Like you go down into it, and it creates a seal, and it makes it so it pushes, like it pressurizes.
Oh,
so
I've
all
heard
the water
of that.
Goes
your
out.
Eyeballs pop out. I've heard of that.
Yeah. Well, that sounds
look,
great.
It's a give and take. You get some cool treasure, and your eyeballs leak. So.
My Uncle Frankie, who was the guy on the nude beach, we talked about him one time. He had a shipwreck. He found a shipwreck. And there's
on the
some,
nude beach?
There's some way you're supposed to claim him. He was a ship captain.
Ah.
He did quahogging. You know what quahogging is?
No. Clams.
Dredging clams.
Isn't he on Family Guy?
That's where they live on Family Guy. It's a town named after, a fictional town named after the small clam. He did it for the Campbell's Company. He dredged up the clams off the coast of Manhattan to make clam chowder for Campbell's.
Oh.
And doing that, this is off the subject, but he dredged up fish boxes full of old bottles that he gave me, man. So cool. They were dredging them up in a dump, and that's the reason they had to quit doing that job, is because it was so full of glass. But anyhow, he found a shipwreck. They pulled up a skull or something, and then they pulled up some other stuff that was evidence of treasure being down there. And you somehow make a claim on that stuff. I don't know how that works.
Well, it's like that big thing going on right now. It's like off the coast of Colombia, where there's this huge shipwreck with like billions of dollars worth of treasure.
Yeah.
But like the whole fight is over who gets it.
Yeah.
Well, because that's why they're always so secretive about finding it and whatever, because you have to get there first to claim it.
Yeah. And apparently he didn't do the proper claiming process. Somebody else took the shipwreck.
No.
Same old story, man. I found a shipwreck with the skull in it. Somebody came along and took it.
But at least you got some old bottles.
I got some killer old bottles out of that. Really, really nice old bottles. Of course, they kept the one. There was a pig flask, which, of course, you guys, being knowledgeable about bottle collecting, you know about the pig flask.
Oh, sure.
Worth a lot of money. Another one of his mates took that.
Drink out of the snout or the tail?
The snout is where the cork goes.
Got it. Yeah. That makes more sense.
Yeah, those are neat.
I don't want to drink out of its butt.
I mean, depends on how thirsty you are. What do you got against it? So do we want to do the taste test thing, or we want to do some phone calls? You guys tell me which one.
Let's taste test, then we'll go to the phones.
Both.
At the same time?
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Stand by.
Taste some phone calls.
I'm going to do some editing. All right, because we don't... All right, I'm just going to... We recorded this earlier. We're just going to drop right into it, all right? Over to me. We don't eat on the air. It's a rule.
I'm not eating.
Nobody wants to hear smack, and I'm not accusing you of anything because we're about to eat, but we're not going to do it on the air. I just noticed your scars on your arm. We'll talk about that later.
Okay.
Here, get one of these. Get a good size one of these.
Oh, is this going to put a flavor in my mouth I don't want?
No. It's going to put a flavor in your mouth that you can't believe. Ready? I'll do one too.
Okay.
And I'll edit this part out. All right, everybody put it in your mouth at the same time. Don't crunch it up. Put it in your mouth, let it kind of dissolve and savor the flavor. Ready? Go.
Ew.
That beep was the time in between putting it in our mouth, chewing it up, and getting the whole smacking part out.
You don't like the chewy part out of it.
Nobody wants to hear that.
What is that? I know that flavor.
Hold on. Hold on.
Is it lettuce?
I'm not a fan.
What is it?
I don't like it.
I don't like sitting anything on my tongue and letting it sit there.
It's like pickle.
I need to eat it right away. Maybe. Maybe. It's got some pickle.
It tastes just like McDonald's cheeseburger. Does it not? Does your mouth not taste like a McDonald's cheeseburger?
It tastes like when I order a McDonald's cheeseburger plain, but they accidentally put all the crap on it. Yeah.
McDonald's cheeseburger?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Now I can see that.
Yeah. Isn't that wild? You know what that is?
Pickle?
Lay's Cuban sandwich. Wavy chips.
Oh, that's a Cuban sandwich.
Yeah. But we
should have just done McDonald's.
No kidding.
I should have done McDonald's cheeseburger.
Because it tastes just like a cheeseburger.
Yeah.
Okay, now we go back to the podcast. Thanks, Maddie.
You're welcome.
That's the sound of traveling through time.
Yeah, I brought us back. You know, every time they do, they didn't make a big deal out of it like they have in years past when they come out with their wacky flavors.
No, they didn't.
That did not get anything Cuban out of that.
No. Only thing is the pickle.
It's literally...
Yeah.
But
I mean,
it's not...
Roasted pork,
no,
ham...
No pork.
Cheese.
Swiss cheese.
Yeah.
Smashed baguette, grilled.
Dijon mustard.
And
nothing.
Those usually are not... You know, let's not go for a whole sandwich. Let's just stick to one flavor. You know, like dill pickle.
Mm-hmm.
Just that.
But this is more than dill pickle because they have the pickle chips and they taste like a dill pickle. That was more
right.
than dill pickle.
But it wasn't good enough to be a whole sandwich.
It was a McDonald's cheeseburger.
But that's funny that you said that because once you said, hey, don't you taste this? It was like, oh, yeah. No, I got that.
When we bought
a little bread, a little burger, a little. Yeah.
Yeah. We were having a party on the Eastern Shore last time we were up there and I just grabbed them when we were at Walmart picking things up. I was like, for no reason, let's get these and give them to the kids tonight. Never got open. So the next day we opened them and everybody tried one and everybody's like, oh my God, McDonald's cheeseburger. Wait, give me one. And the only person that we gave them to everybody who came around and then brought them home with us, gave them to my in-laws at dinner one night and everybody's like, oh my God, McDonald's cheeseburger. My father-in-law goes, doesn't taste like that to me.
Of course not.
That's what I said. Of course not. Everybody else in the world gets it.
I don't know what the thing is. I don't like that stuff anymore. Like, I'm not a fan of, like, the super fake flavoring on things.
What about, like, what's those chips you like? Grappos, Zappos?
Oh, Zaps.
Yeah. Well, you like those?
The voodoo chips. Those are amazing.
It depends. Like, there's certain times. Like, I had, my wife got a bag of, it was like five different flavored popcorn from Trader Joe's. And it was like... salty, sweet, whatever. And I got, like, you get one and it's like, nope, I'm all the way out. Like, I don't know, something, it wrecks
really?
My
messed
mouth.
It up?
No.
Can you do the, when they do the mix of cheddar popcorn and caramel popcorn?
Nah, that freaks me out.
Oh, it's the best.
I know.
Yeah, I don't like them mixed.
Isn't
dude,
it like Chicago
in Chicago,
one?
They do it? Yeah, it's so good.
They do that on the boardwalk in Ocean City, too, and the kids like it, but I don't like that. I don't like to mix. I don't like to mix my corn. I'm a corn purist.
I like the sweet salty mix up.
Well, and that's the thing too. There was a whole thing about spicy and sweet is like the new. Was it swicy is the new hot flavor? So like we had the sweet like sweet chili Doritos.
Yeah.
Ew.
And I would eat one and I was like maybe, and then eat another.
Oh, my
and I'm
man
like,
loves those.
Maybe?
Those are his favorite.
Yeah.
I don't like those
in the purple bag.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yep.
I don't like those. I think they're gross. But I'm to where I don't like Doritos anymore.
Oh, what is wrong with you?
Well, you have to keep eating them. Otherwise, when you stop, that's when it kicks in.
Yeah.
The halitosis immediately starts. So you have to keep eating.
As long as you're eating, you're okay.
As long as it's coming in, yeah.
I wonder if that's why I got off Doritos, because of my sensitivity to halitosis.
Dorito breath?
Yeah.
It's a thing.
It is a thing.
I remember in high school, like, oh, you got Dorito breath.
Which is worse, straight Dorito breath or Cool Ranch Dorito breath?
Mm.
I'm saying Cool Ranch.
I'm going to say Cool Ranch.
You? Oh,
I know. I loved Cool Ranch. Like, do they sell? Did I make it up? Do they sell like just a seasoning that you can shake on?
Of they
just
should.
The Dorito, well, like Cool Ranch.
They got a. I just saw the commercial for the Hidden Valley Ranch Shake'ems, and the girl was putting too much on whatever she was eating.
We got a thing of that, like this, just the shaking it in a thing.
Yeah,
I have to make sure I do the motion.
I know. That's like when you taste the salt. Throw your head back.
Yeah,
taste the Hidden Valley Ranch Shakers.
Yeah, throw your head back. Close your eyes. Now taste it. There it is.
It's like
there
that.
It is.
So
everybody listening, try that.
I thought that we would use it on more stuff and use it more, but we didn't. It would just sit there. It was the same thing as the Texas Pete.
Dude, you're exactly right. The Texas Pete powder?
The dust, yeah.
Never use it.
No.
And now it's all hard one piece.
I know. You got to carve off
the joke. I have, like, some of those, there's just something specific that I want it on, but I don't want it on. Now, I think the ranch, I would put that on chicken a lot, but I have this sweet chili lime from Trader Joe's that is amazing on salmon, but I don't put it on anything else. Mm. It's just for the salmon.
Is that the chili crunch or is that something different? It's a rub?
No, this is like this is next to where like the everything bagel seasoning is.
Got it. Because they have a chili crunch now where you can do the chili eggs. And I've done that with my wife before. That's pretty good on like avocado toast.
Mm, y'all are fancy as hell.
This is just a powder.
You know, you talk about cooking salmon. My favorite thing to put on salmon is the Paul Prudhomme, what's it called, Salmon Magic or whatever?
Yes.
I've had the same container of that since I moved out of my mom's house, it seems like. I'm going to run out, and I don't know what I'm going to do. They still make that?
Yeah.
Okay. Never
it's
heard
in the
of it.
Wall of seasoning. I saw they also have an Old Bay variation on the Old Bay. They have an Old Bay Hot, but they had another one, and now I can't find it.
Don't mess with Old Bay. Old Bay's right like it is.
I know.
They got Old Bay Goldfish crackers now.
Yeah.
Not bad. Not super.
Not really what I'm going for, though.
I don't need all that.
That's like crab chips.
Too much.
Like,
Crab chips are good, too, but that's basically Old Bay and hot sauce.
Yeah. I was not into the crab chips. They didn't do it for me.
All right. Enough chip talk. Talking about chips.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
336-373-0987 is the number if you ever want to join us, be part of the podcast. We'd love it. These calls, remember we had Tommy Davidson last week.
Yeah.
So these calls are from the week before. And if you remember, this week is last week's next week. So let's get to these calls.
Which is before the week after that.
Well, hey, Simon, first I have to turn on and see if I even get your channel in my neck of the woods. Let's see here. Nope, I don't get you, honey, so I guess I can't request nothing. Too bad.
Wow. I don't think she meant it.
We do have an app.
Yeah, you can listen to us anywhere on the Odyssey app, anywhere in the whole world.
And you can listen online at 987simon.com.
There's also something playing in the background. I think she's lying.
It was us. It was us. I could hear Maddie smacking. He was eating chips on the air that day. I remember.
That was that show.
That's all we do when you're gone.
But the thing about it is...
Sean's gone. Let's eat stuff all show.
That's awesome. The thing is, you can hear us in three states at least. Mm-hmm. It's a monster signal. 100,000 watt power. So I don't
believe
it.
Yeah, we have an app. Yeah. So, nanny boo-boo.
Well, but thank you. Thank you for making the effort.
Oh, sorry. Nanny boo-boo. Thank you for making the effort.
I'll go to your house and set it up. I'll come. You know, dudes used to do that.
Oh, she lives in Winston.
Never mind. PDs used to do that. If somebody called and said they wanted to listen but couldn't, they would go to Radio Shack and get one of those antenna wires and go to their house and hook it up.
No, they would not.
Swear to God. Mike Edwards. Remember?
Yeah.
I told you about Mike Edwards. What are you doing, man? He's still around. All right, here we go.
Hey, Simon, I was wondering if you have any friends like I do that aren't the brightest bulb in the lamp chandelier. I have a friend, and she is still studying for her pregnancy test.
He brings some classics.
He's funny.
I like that he said not the brightest bulb in the chandelier.
Yeah, I usually say the...
In the box.
The light bright.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Look at you. I just get more and more impressed with you.
Thank you.
Hey, Simon. Good morning, you lovely people. I just find it interesting that you, Sean, of all people, being an older of the Gentle Three.
Wait a minute.
If you'd want cameras in your red lights, I think the government steals enough money from us with every tax that you can think of that I think they should leave us alone. Don't get me wrong. Bad behavior is bad behavior, and there's definitely people that don't drive well out there. But having them watch every single thing we do and just so they can take more and more of our money. I am completely opposite of what you guys think on this one. But I hope you have a great day. You guys are still fantastic. Maybe you can play I Fought the Law and the Law Won. That'd be fantastic. Take it easy, guys.
Yeah, they're talking about bringing back red light cameras in Greensboro, and I'm all for it.
Yeah, you guys said yes because you said you see people running red lights all the time.
Every day. Every day, all day. And used to be maybe somebody would squeak through at the end. Now it's 2, 3, 4 cars.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like so blatantly not your turn.
On a turn signal, I think you should be allowed two more after it turns just because some people are slow and we're all really fighting to get through that left turn arrow.
If you're talking like a left turn arrow and then the other side is then you go maybe blinking yellow and that means the other side's going straight.
No, we don't get blinking yellow. It's just when it's either green or you can't turn at all. And I think you should be able to sneak a couple more through.
No, you've missed your turn. You wait until the green arrow comes back.
But the guy up there was really slow.
Yeah, oh my God. Side note, I had an amazing horn. I laid on it so long.
Why? What happened?
Okay, so when you're going on 68 to then go on to 40 towards Winston, there's two turning lanes.
Yeah.
It starts at one and goes to two. Some person was in the actual go straight line with their indicator like they were going left, like that they messed up and were in the wrong lane.
Yeah.
So there was a car, even a car in front of me and then them. And I was just like, meh! Like so long. I sat there on it until the light turned green for them to turn.
Yeah, used to be, you've missed your turn, sir.
Yeah.
You go down and you come back.
Go another exactly. You messed up. You made poor choices. Go somewhere else.
Everybody else has to pay for it. Yeah.
Oh, I hate that so
much.
Plus,
it's just so dangerous. You know?
I love my horn so much. Don't take it away from me.
I still don't use mine as much as I used to. I went that whole year without using it until the guy tried to kill me.
Yeah.
And now I very seldom use it. Only if there's a large person bent over in their yard pulling weeds or something and their butt's in the air. My daughter, when she was little, she got used to me doing that. Like anybody bent over with their butt in the air in the yard. Beep, beep. And so when we would ride down the road and she'd see somebody bent over, she'd say, do it, Dad. But I don't do it anymore. I've gotten too nice. I don't do fireworks out the back door to bother the dogs and my back door neighbor anymore.
Because
Yeah, but at the same time, he's messing with that neighbor. The problem was, like you said, that you have other neighbors.
But why don't you cover the dog's ears?
Do you need to get that?
No, I'm good.
yell out the door and say, doggies, cover your ears, and then shoot it at your neighbor.
Well, that guy, the reason I do it for him is he's got those 20 dogs in there.
Yeah, I know, but it's still not their fault.
Oh, God. Imagine the just oppressive urine. No wonder he's coughing all the time. Anyhow, where were we?
Hey, Simon, I've got a news update for you. Costco doesn't have the best hot dogs. Sam's does. And their combo now is $1.95. Well, actually, it's less than that. It's $1.45. Sorry. Get with it. Love you.
Wait, are we supposed to get with it? Because she had the price wrong. I mean, who really needs to get with it here?
I mean, why did it go down 50 cents?
Yeah, we were talking about Costco. There was some scuttle that they were going to raise the price of that famous hot dog combo. And then the CEO, because it's the biggest news in America, he came out and said, nope, we're going to keep it $1.50, everyone.
I mean, I think that's great, though.
Yeah. Which one did she say, Sam's or BJ's?
She said Sam's.
She said Sam's.
And Sam's, she says, is $1.45. I hadn't been to a Sam's in so long.
I've never been to a Sam's.
Never, ever?
No.
Same thing.
Really? Yeah. I mean, they're really kind of six of one, half dozen of the other. But Costco, it's almost like Walmart and Target to me. You know, they really have the same things, but Costco does seem a little bit more upscale.
Nice. Got it. BJ's was nice too. I remember BJ's from back in the day. I mean, we don't have one of them around here, do we?
I thought we did.
Somewhere. I know there's some in Raleigh, I believe, but I thought we had at least one around here.
Was it Sam's goes with Walmart though?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sam's and Walmart is the same.
Yeah.
So what does BJ go with something or is that just on their own?
Yeah, the guy from MASH.
Got it. The bear.
Here we go. BJ and the bear. BJ McKay and this is my best friend, bear.
Okay. Hey, Simon. Drew Packer calling about the question. Men think about five times. Women 37, I believe what you said. I think it's hair.
Huh, it's men think about this five, women think about it 37 times
a
day?
Yes, and that was the answer.
It was hair, wasn't it?
It was their hair.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Good job, sir. You're right. Hopefully you're listening. I think about my hair quite a bit. I can see it in my reflection right here. And I've got a weird spot when I got the haircut the other day where this part is supposed to be over here, but she cut it so it has to go over here. Ugh. What do you do, Maddie? What do you do?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I think you just go home and lay under the covers until it grows out.
Yeah, you should probably shave your head. Start over.
The laying under the covers part sounds good.
Well, go ahead.
Yeah. But it's only...
I don't know how you're out in public like that, really.
I'll tell you what. Shave that off, but do it in one whole piece so I can borrow it.
Ooh, neat. Just like that one divot?
No, the whole thing.
No, the whole...
Oh, all it is?
Yeah. Kind of scalping yourself.
Yes. Well, not as aggressively. Like that usually takes off skin.
Just a little light layer. You got to hold it all together, though.
Yeah.
You got to have a light layer.
Yeah, I guess that's a good point.
I have to cut the scalp off. I'll let it scab over before I give it to you, and I'll put some salve on it so it'll be soft. And then you can just plop it
and
on
you
there.
Have a wig.
Actually, if it shrinks down a little bit, it's probably better.
Nah, I'm
gonna be really loose on it.
It'll look neat.
I'll get a chin strap.
But you put it on your head while it's still supple, and then you let it dry.
Oh, it's got dry to my head.
But you know what? You'll have to take your scalp off for that to embed in there, so it'll get. Then I'll put your that'd be like a yarmulke.
A yarmulke. You have some red meat and then this little patch of skin.
Hey, are you okay? Don't worry about it. I made a deal.
That would be funny if we come in one day. I got oversized hair on with your side hair is going over my ears. And then you come in, and it's real tight, like a skull cap.
Zippy the Pinhead.
Oh, this is neat.
I like it. When can we do this?
Oh, man, any
look,
day
I'm
now.
I'm going to tell you what. You
hold take on, let me write this down.
You take your scalp off first, and then I'll do it.
Ah, that's the old you go first trick.
Yeah.
I get it.
Look, don't salt it, though, because it'll shrink up too much. You're going to be tempted to salt it.
I'm not trying to save it. I got to save it for next season?
Yeah, no.
Better cure my head.
It's make it a country scalp.
Country cured Maddie scalp.
Now good with biscuit.
BOGO. BOGO country cured Maddie scalp biscuit. It's bow time.
Scalp.
All right, here we go.
Hey, Simon, I got talent. These are the eyes that never knew how to smile until you came into my life. These are the lips that wants to press against yours in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
These are the arms that wants to hold you so tight. I'm trying to say love is a right. Ooh, oh, show and tell. That's a game I play. When I wanna say I love you, Simon. Y'all got a great show. Peace.
Nice work. When he got that rasp going, he got me.
Oh yeah, I thought he was gonna name every body part in that song. But
show and tell.
Are we gonna get in trouble for that? It's too long.
No, I don't think so. I have no idea
what song that was.
Show and tell.
Bye.
I can't remember right now. Al, somebody?
Put Your Lips On Me, Guy.
It's a great song, but he nailed it. That raspy part.
Oh, no, it was good.
He brought it downtown. All right, here we go.
Hey, Simon, this is Creed from, well, it's a little complicated.
All right.
Hendersonville, I guess, at this point. Although I'm part-time living in Greenville, South Carolina. That's right, I've moved again. Long story. Anyway, I wanted to set you all up for a really cool experiment. I wanted to let you know that you need to go to O'Reilly Auto Parts website and type in the search bar 121G. Mm-hmm. The numbers 121 and then G, and see what comes up. It's a lot of fun.
I love you, Creed, but this is so
I kind of learned about it this morning too, so I wanted to get to you as soon as I possibly could.
Cool.
And since you all had a question about what people can't remember to change or don't know how to change on their car, I could swear that I heard Sean say that when he poured washer fluid in, it ran out. I thought he said on the sidewalk. And I know he likes to drive on sidewalks anyway, so that makes sense. But parking on them? Maybe he said driveway. I don't know. I tend to miss things from time to time. Anyway, I've called in a couple of times, and I know you all have been wanting these dudes to call in that don't call in very often, but I seem to keep getting lost in the mix. I'll keep trying. Talk to y'all soon.
I might have said sidewalk because we just got through getting my daughter's wrecked car off the sidewalk downtown Greensboro. Okay, so what is that?
If you do it, it comes up with the flux capacitor.
Oh, neat.
Gigawatts, 121, material compatibility, plutonium, working speed, miles per hour, 88, maximum power, 121 gigawatts.
Never heard of that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
You've
I've never
heard
it.
Of a flux capacitor?
No, I've never heard of searching that thing and finding that thing.
It goes around every year.
I like it.
It goes, yeah, I mean, it's, sorry, I've seen it for years and years and years.
Just enjoy it.
I know. I'm the web like it.
Is what?
It says it's not available for purchase.
Put it in your basket, and then when it comes back.
It won't even let me notify.
It won't even let you add it to the cart.
No, it's like that stupid William Wallace sword.
Did you not ever get that sword?
No, I'm still waiting for it to come back in stock.
Hmm.
One day I'll have my sword from Braveheart, and I'll run, and I'll yell freedom in my kilt.
And that's Home Depot, right?
And I'll show my butt to those English.
Verily.
Kiss my butt, English.
Treat me like a mean and cruel. Keep playing everything. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Wow. Was that supposed to be Elvis? No offense.
He's alive.
No offense, but There's a new series on one of the, you know, I told you I went through Spectrum and I marked a whole bunch of new favorites. I found new channels that they've been adding.
Oh, yeah.
Which clearly makes it worth the gigantic bill I pay every month for that.
Of course.
It goes up all the time.
Yeah.
But there's a channel that's all music stuff, and there's a new series, Elvis and the Memphis Mafia.
Oh, cool.
And of course, it's everything that I've always known, but there's new, you know, new interviews and stuff. But it's from a few years ago because a lot of the dudes that they're showing, you know, like Marty and Lamar, Sonny,
Red
hadn't been on there, the one I saw yet.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But Lamar, Marty, Joe, Sonny, and Red,
Scooty,
no, all dead. Jerry's still alive. George is dead.
What did Jerry do?
Jerry was his right hand man, Jerry Schilling. In the later years, he was like the director of the tour, and he was also manager for the Beach Boys right after that. Yeah, Jerry's great. Jerry wrote a book called Me and a Guy Named Elvis. Great book.
What's it about?
Cooking. It's fudge recipes mainly. But Billy's still alive.
Come on, that would be awesome. You get it, expecting all these great behind-the-scenes stories. Like, so what you want to do is get some marshmallows. Get a double boiler.
Dang it. But anyway, if you get a chance.
You can add nuts or not.
Oh,
it's your
Lamar.
Choice.
Did I say Lamar?
He said Lamar.
Okay, Lamar's dead.
Oh, okay.
All right, here we go.
Hey, Simon, let the summer festivities roll.
Well, thank you, sir. We were waiting for this call.
We can do it finally.
Yay.
We can start now.
So tomorrow, Thursday, first day of summer, arrives at 4:50 in the afternoon and not a minute before.
Yeah, don't even try to think it's summer before 4:50.
That's right.
4:49, still spring.
It's the law. But you're right. You said on the radio we ought to be... We ought to be allowed.
Well, we're already basically talking about summer anyways. It's like the first day of summer. It's like, yeah.
I mean, people start planning vacations. As soon as Memorial Day hits, it's even when they're still in school, they've checked out completely. Well, yeah, so.
Exactly. Kids are out. Everybody's
Memorial
home.
Memorial weekend is summer.
Yeah.
That's the beginning of summer.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, Simon. I don't know if I've got the right number or not, but I heard on WCPE that they played Parks of Scheherazade, and I think it was a longer piece than I got. I came in at the very end of it, and I was wondering who was the orchestra conductor, and if there was more than 1,001 nights. If you would call me back on this number, it's 9.
Well, clearly, you have talked over our heads, sir. He was calling the
classical music?
Yeah, he was calling the classical station,
oh,
WCPE.
But he knew he was calling Simon.
Well, we say on the thing.
Oh, because of the answering machine.
We say on the thing,
you
reach
right.
Simon, and can you start your message with, hey, Simon? So he said, hey, Simon, and then asked us some very specific questions about classical music.
That we know nothing about.
I got none of that.
No?
No, I have no idea. I didn't understand anything he said.
No, there was a lot of breathing in there. He's very breathy phone.
Very nasally. It sounded like he needed to blow his nose.
Listen, stop picking on him. You know classical music. You remember that one. Nobody's home.
Nobody's home.
Hey, Simon. You're the right kind of sinner to release my inner fantasy. The invincible winner. And you know that you are born to be. You're a
dang.
Pat Benatar, is that you?
It was close.
Wow, she's good.
That was very good.
We're starting to get her greatest hits.
You think that's the same one? I don't think
that
it's
the same.
That is
definitely the same lady.
Bruh, you always say that.
No. Well, whoever she is, she's very good.
She's got the same, it's the same voice.
What, because it sounds good? Everybody sounds
it's
good?
It's the same singing nurse, whatever lady.
I don't know.
We already have, she's already on like 2 or 3 of our Simon's Got Talent.
Good.
Well, she gets to intro every Pat Benatar song.
Here comes number 4, because that was fantastic. That's part of the Triad's Got Talent. So if you've got talent, it doesn't matter if you sing or if you can make duck noises or, you know, whatever it is. Play the bongos. I'd love that.
We do have people playing guitar, playing piano.
Yeah.
Playing the squeaky straw?
Wow, it's not even
I mean,
doing
if
it.
Someone else could do it. I didn't say I had talent.
That's not going to work. 336-373-0987 is the number. You're not talented. So call us. You can be on the podcast. And if you've got talent, you'll be on the radio. People are really responding to that. But I'll tell you, if you're listening to this and you're thinking about it, go ahead and do it. Because some people will call and leave a message and say, hey, Simon, I've got talent. I wanted to sing for you. But you do all of that.
Just do it.
Do all of that right there.
And we need the recording.
You could end up on the radio. All right. That's about it.
We done?
We're just about out of time on the podcast. If you ever want to be part of it, I'll give the number again, 336-373-0987. Click a like and subscribe and listen to us on the radio at 987simon.com. Charlie, you got a final thought?
Maddie, start working on your country cured scalp. It should be ready by the fall.
What's yours?
Just call me Old Leaky Eyes.
All right, next time. Get up, get up, get up. It's the Get Up Show.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.